First of all, I'd like to thank all of you who made it here on Hanukkah, which traditionally is a time where people learn less. So I appreciate your being here, and I have really an absolutely wonderful story to tell you, which has to do actually with the Gemara. It's a halacha, but it comes from a tshuva from Sefer. It's a beautiful tshuva on the sugya of Nintzeh Echameyem Karav Apostle. So I'd like to discuss first just Taita from Sefer, and then I'll plug it in on the daf where it belongs. Some cipher brings this in Eben Ezer, the first Eben Ezer, Tshuva Kuf. Brings a Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. It was a Rav was invited to be a Misadi Kedushin, apparently in another town, and not where he lived. And he went to the wedding. He took along a Shamus, as the Derech of the Rabbanim. They went with him. And he came to be Misadi Kedushin. Under the chuppah, the chassan had not chosen Eidim. So today everyone's into kibudim, but I guess it was a simpler time. And the Rav asked the chassan, who are the Eidim? He said, whoever you want. So the Rav took his shamus. He said, me and my shamus will be the Eidim. So they were the Eidei Kedushin. And they celebrated, they ate, and they had for festivities, and they went home. It says about a week or two later, he's talking to his shamus, and the shamus tells him, oh, I really enjoyed my cousin's wedding. He says to him, what? He says, yeah, that wedding, it was my cousin's wedding, the first cousin. So now, so Gavar Nishgut to this Rav, the first cousin is Pasalaitis. So he messed up. So he writes a letter to the Chassam Sofer. He writes, he's ashamed to go back. Like he was the out-of-town guest Rav, being Misad the Kedushin. He's a big busha. I'm going to go back and tell him, you know, we've got to do this all over again. And he writes to the Chassam Sofer to try to find some kind of a heter for this situation. What's interesting, Chassam Sofer writes in the beginning of the tshuva, says, what's the big busha? You'll go back, make a Kedushin. Okay, that part I don't know if I agree with the Sub-Sefer. They have to do Sheva Brachis again and the whole thing, but okay. And then the Sub-Sefer writes the following, which he says, Lahalocha. It brings a raya from Tysus here in Makis. Sub-Sefer says that by any wedding where there's an oilum at the chuppah, and they see a Masada Kedushin, a Talmud Chacham, a reliable person is called up to be Masada Kedushin. And they see the chassan go down the aisle, and the kala go down under the chuppah, and they see there's something going on under the chuppah they can't see. It's far away to see the giving of the ring. But they see the Masada Kedushin goes, the other people go, and then they start calling up people for Sheva Brachis, and then he breaks the glass, and everyone starts dancing. Some Sefer writes that every person in the crowd is considered a kosher aid kedushin. He's an aid, even though you didn't see it, but it's an anansadi, it's an umdana gemura, that there was a kedushin. Why in the world would a rav, who knows the halacha, presumably go up and allow people, take two single people, allow other people to come up and make sheva brachis and break a glass and start dancing? What are you dancing about? Everybody knows that the chassid gave the kala a ring, and the chassid said, "Ariyam u'kadesh shlibet davazuv das Moshe v'Yisrael." Zok tachsam sefer. Every person in the crowd is an eid kedushin. So if you think you never got a kibbutz at a wedding, as the sefer says, if you're sitting there, you're a kosher eid kedushin. And memela, it's not necessary to do the wedding again. It's interesting that Rav Meishan, the Gris Meishan, the first chalik of Eben Ezer, and I think it was Tshuva Ayin Zayin, he brings up some cipher, kilu, it's a pashtus, that he's maskim to what he says. So what's the issue? The issue is, Nimtzechem and Karav Apostle. According to Ruiz, this, no wedding is kosher. In every wedding, everyone's anansadi. So it's Nimtzechem and Karav Apostle. He does some betayla. It's always a problem.
Help me to mention this, because whenever I attended a wedding, we officiated with our salvation exercise in Baha. He was always very careful to say, to be extinguished in the bottom,
So I want to talk about this. When they announced the exclusion of everyone else, I want to mention it. Just let me go beseder. First, I want to finish with some cipher. The cipher on this tide in this Echami and Karvei Apostle, he has two answers. One is a technical answer, and the second one is really a Geshmaki answer. The second point he makes is that any Eidus that's Eidei Ria, people are mitzarif to see, there's a din of Nitzach and Karvei Apostle. But he says, Eidus that comes from an Ansadi, what's an Ansadi? It's an Umdina. It's a thing, that a fact that's known to everybody. Some Sefer writes that by definition, if you have an Haggadah Eidus that comes through an Ansadi, it's obviously known to everybody. That's what an Ansadi means. He says, nearly, kol Eidus u'edei an Ansadi, any Eidus that's this type, lo yufsal Eidei tziruf psulim u'kraivim, kol an Ansadi psulim u'ksherim u'tzarfim. El Kolan Asadi, like Tzar Klal, doesn't need this rule. So that's sort of the easier and mistabridika mahalach of the some cipher to say that there's no psul of Nitsa Echame and Karve Pasul. Now, first, I want to tell you where he brings this from Makis. Here on Vava Min Aleph, Taisvis Shmuel Omer, the bottom Taisvis on Vava Min Aleph, he is a kasha. That every single time you do, he asks from a get. Every time you have a get, the derech by the get is that their family member is there. So Tosfos says every single get is nimsach mei karvei pasul. There are people there. There's no, we never heard of halacha that the kraivim have to cover their eyes and not look. So Tosfos says kasha heicha metziyu dei raglenu kshenoistim get sheish b'maimit kraivim. Hayulanu laimer the Eidus Aksherim bottle. That's Tosfos Kasha. The Eidus Aksherim should be bottle. So Tosfos answers, Chenira Lari, the Gamler Rabbi Yossi, Layamre, do some betela, Dafka, Baisin, Shemi, Edim, Bifne, Bez. That Nimse Echame and Karve Apostle is only, Tosfos Shita, is only, if not only they saw it together, but they also come to Bezdin to say, I got this Eidus together. So if they saw it together, that doesn't make them Nimsech Amir Karvei Pasul. It's only if they intend to be Edim in Bezdin, they come to Bezdin together, then Depsul. So it's some cipher. Why is Tosfos asking from Gittin? Why is Tosfos asking from Kiddushin? They have more Kiddushin than Gittin. Tosfos should ask from every Chasana. Why is Tosfos asking by a get? They're usually relatives there, Nimsech Amir Karvei Pasul. Tosfos should ask from Kiddushin. From every chasna you go to, they're always relatives. So Sefer says, because by a wedding, which is Dumba Pumbi, there are always people there, and you have this Anansadi, and what takes place afterwards, it's an Anansadi, you have the Perchis, and the Suin, it's an Anansadi that everything was done. They're not coming back tomorrow to finish it. Mashiach came by Gittin. That's what some Sefer's writes. It's one of his easier rayas from this sugyah. Now, from where does it come that they announce these two people are witnesses to the exclusion of everyone else? Now, Pashtus doesn't make sense. A witness, you can't exclude witnesses. Imagine if someone's going to murder someone. He doesn't want to get Misa. So before the murder, he says, I'm excluding everyone from being Eidim. And then he murders him. It's ridiculous. You can't exclude someone from being an Eid. You don't choose an Eid. An aid is someone who's a witness. He saw something, could be saw from the window. So what does it mean at a wedding, they announce that these are witnesses to exclusion of everyone else? What does that mean? So the source of this minig is a ktsais. It's Siman Lamed Vav, Simchat Aleph. It's a relatively short ktsais. The ktsais bases it on a shach. The shach says on Tosfos, that when do we say in that mitzarif, if you have Eidim that want to be Eidus, and other people there that don't want to be Eidus, so in that mitzarif, you don't say Nimsech Mi and Karvei Pasul. If you have five people that all want to be Eidim, and one is a Pasul, so then they're all five Pasul. What happens if you have people there and no one wants to be an aid, no one has a mind to say, I got to say this. The Shas says that if everyone's equal, either they all do want to say Aedis, then you say, Nimsech Karev Apostle is Apostle. Or if they all don't want to say Aedis, it's also Nimsech Karev Apostle is Apostle. As long as they're all the same, we say Nimsech Karev Apostle is Apostle. Since the concise, the meaning wasn't to designate Aedi Kedushin. The meaning was, before the concise, that they would just do a chuppah, they had people in the room, and that was what they did. So the Ketzai says, if they're all loynis gavnu liyei seidim, so then they should, all the people who saw should be psulim. And memela, it's proper to be miyachid eidim, to call up eidim. So you have eidim who are mechavin, and eidim who are not mechavin, then they're not mitzdarif one with the other. And that, he says, is the source of calling up. However, the Chassam Sofer, when he brings the Ketzais, says, even though the Ketzais says it, but it's not, it's to be yaitza, an extra shita, a shach shita. It's not really Mikra Adin. You know, why would you need formal Adin? The definition of Adin. Okay, you don't. By Kedushin, you don't need, by anything, you don't need formal Eidim. All you need, Eidim, by definition, people see something. They see a robbery, they see a Kedushin. Same thing. I mean, as far as Eidim are concerned, it's the same idea. They saw something. Now, you're saying about Eidim later on, the Ikar of Eide Kedushin is not they should come later on and say Eidis. Kedushin without Eidis is not Kedushin. It's called Eidis L'Kiyume. You need Eidim. The point isn't that they have to be able to come later on. The point is that they have to be Eidim Shas Maisim. If they are Eidei Kedushin, and the Eidei Kedushin die the day after the wedding, I'm not talking about the Ksuba. Ksuba, no. The Ksuba has nothing to do with the wedding. I mean, it has something to do with the wedding, but it has nothing to do with being a Kashra Kedushin or not a Kashra Kedushin. Ksuba. And so Sofer answers with his Yisayid also. Oh, so wait, I want to finish. Why do we designate Eidim? It's not an exclusion. You can't exclude others. It's just saying these two have a mind to be their own cat. They're not mistarf with anybody. They're coming to be their own cat. There won't be Nimsech and Karev Apostle. Now, if other two are going to say Eidis, they're also good. You can't exclude them from being Eidis. But you could exclude them from being one cat of Eidim together with these, so that the dinim of Nimsechemi and Karve Apostles should not apply. So Sefer also writes here in the Tshuva that this Yisayid explains there's an old argument about whether the witnesses have to see the face of the Kala. Whether Eidim have to see the Pnei HaKala. The minhag today is, in the yeshiva world, they're makbid. Rav Palm was makbid, I believe Rav Moshe was makbid, that they uncover the veil, so that Eidim could see usually when she drinks. They uncover the veil, and you see the Pnei HaKala. The Chassidish world, they're not interesting. As one to eight Kedushin, the Masada Kedushin was the Rashiv in South Fallsburg, Rav Rachvogel. So I was an aid with somebody else. So Rav Yaber says to the two of us, when the Kala drinks, they pick up the veil, look at the Pnei HaKala. So the other fellow says, Ich kicknisht. He says, I don't look at Kala's face. So he said, I'm telling you to look. He said, my father was a big tzaddik, and he didn't look. So the Ayurveda turns to me, he says, okay, me and you will be the Eidim. It was only, and they announced that he's the Eidim. So me and you will be the Eidim, let him stand here anyway. That's what. So I asked him afterwards, if your father would have been told by an Adam Gadol to look, he also wouldn't have looked. So, I don't know, he was a little humbled by the experience. But Sefer answers those who don't look. You don't look at the Pnei HaKala, what kind of Eidim are you? He says, it's the same in Ansadi. It's an Ansadi. They send out invitations. The father and mother, assuming it's not Lavan, you know, walking down this female, dressed in a white gown, And you know, before somebody in a white gown was sitting there getting mazel tovs. It's the same Anansadi that he's talking about. It's an Anansadi that this is the Kalu. Nope. No. Before you Masad the Kedusha, you better look it up. The way it works is the first thing you do under the chuppah is make a bracha. You always make a bracha before you do a mitzvah. The Masad the Kedusha makes the bracha is mighty the chas. And then they drink. And then, after they drink, they do the Ariyah. Now, Susha drinks again later at the end of the whole Sheva brachas, but this is the first drinking. Anyway, this is some cipher. You see the break the plates, it's the wide shoulders of a Gavadar. You know, he says everybody there is Eidei Kedushin, and it's kosher, even if they Eidei Mapsulim. L'chatchilu, we try to do it right. Like the Tzai says, Miyachid Eidim. Still Miyachid Eidim, the exclusion of everyone. But really, it comes out from here that really the Anansadi is a good Anansadi, and really everybody else there is included. I want to thank to someone sitting here, was in my shir, many years ago, he said, well, learning Nimsa of Karim Apostle, I bet you're going to speak out that some cipher. So he remembered it for many years ago. Very memorable one. You would have remembered it too. So I hope you'll remember it someday. You'll remember. This Chuvah Sam Sefer means that you're at a wedding, you're kosher for Eidei Kedushin. I remember the first time I was at Eidei Kedushin was that, anybody know Shmuel Gott got married? And it was unbelievable. I'm standing there. I wasn't so friendly with him. We were in the dorm together. I'm standing in the back, and they announce Eidei Kedushin. They announce my name. My name was still a bacher at the time. Maybe I was just married. And I was sure there's someone else with the same name. But you know how it is. I started inching forward. I went back to think. I thought it was me. I was very indecisive. And then they call up again the name of the Eidei Kedushin. So I really didn't know if I'm going to get embarrassed by not going up or by going up. As I'm going up, Rav Moshe Wilson was standing there. So he whispers to me, do tshuva. So I didn't know by chesedim there's such a thing. To be a kosher eid, you do tshuva. They call you up for eidim, do tshuva. I don't know what in the world he was telling me to do tshuva for. And I went up. And it turns out, as mamish this case, under the chuppah, Rav Palm said, who eid the kedushin? He said, whoever you want. So I was a Rav Palm Shia then. So he called me in and somebody else up. And we were the eid the kedushin the first time. But my point is, so, you know, do tshuva. Comes out, every wedding you go to, you're a non-sadi, you're Eidei Kedushin. If you go to a wedding, do tshuva. It's Hashem. Frelich HaChanukah to everybody.